if all commissioners just want to get on camera real quick before I call the meeting to order. We somehow lost Commissioner Willie there. There he is. Okay. All righty. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm going to call the meeting of January 5th, 2021 to order. This morning is a very special occasion as we have the swearing in of our new elected officials. We have the new commission being convened today. This is Chair Catherine Harrington. I'm joined by Commissioners Jerry Willie, Commissioners Pam Treese, Commissioner Roy Rogers, who will be sworn in for an additional term, and Commissioner-elect Nafisa Fai, who will be sworn in for her first term. And then Sheriff Pat Garrett is joining us today. He will be sworn in to his new term. And we are joined as well by Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum. So just to kick us off this morning, I'd like to welcome everyone. We have those of us who are participating in the swearing in today, but we also have several friends and family members here with us today. So welcome everyone. I'm so delighted that you have the opportunity to join us today. As we go through the swearing in, each of the electeds will provide introductions when it's their turn later in the ceremony. We're also joined today by several other elected officials throughout our region. We have state legislators, city councilors, members of the Metro Council, mayors throughout Washington County and beyond. And I'd like to thank each of you for joining us today and for all of us to please join me in a virtual round of applause in honor of everyone participating today. Thank you very much for making this video meeting a special and warm one for everyone. We're also honored to have Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum here to administer our oaths of office today. Ellen is the first woman to serve as Oregon's elected Attorney General. She was elected to a four-year term as Oregon's 17th Attorney General in 2012 and was re-elected in both 2016 and again just last year, 2020. Attorney General Rosenblum is a former federal prosecutor and state trial and appellate judge. She's been active in local and national organizations of lawyers, judges, and attorney generals. Finally, Ellen has been an active attorney general in protecting the rights of all Oregonians, particularly those facing elder fraud and those who've been affected by the opioid crisis. Please join me in welcoming her to our ceremony today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chair Harrington. It is truly an honor to have been asked to preside, or you're presiding, but to officiate over the administration of the oaths of office to these three wonderful public servants. And I had the honor of being sworn in to my third term yesterday. So hopefully I have a little bit of experience, at least at taking an oath, and I'll do my very best at giving the oath. But please bear with me, because as I said, we have three wonderful honorees taking office or rededicating themselves to their offices today by taking the oath once again. So we're going to start, I guess, with seniority, with Commissioner Rogers. So Commissioner Rogers, it's again a pleasure to see you again and to administer the oath to you. Just to remind everyone, Commissioner Rogers, I don't think he needs any introduction, but I understand this is his 14th time taking an oath of office as an official of the county. And I'm just, it's such an amazing thing to think about. But you've not only been on the commission since 1985, but you also were previously, I understand, the mayor of Tualatin. And I don't know what those years were, but certainly you have such a legacy in Washington County. And thank you for wanting to continue with that by being elected once again. So at this time, I'd ask you, Commissioner, to please raise your hand and to repeat after me. I, Roy Rogers, do solemnly swear.
I, Roy Rogers, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
The Charter of Washington County.
The Charter of Washington County.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And that I will faithfully and honorably.
And that I will faithfully and honorably.
Perform my duties to the best of my ability.
Perform my duties to the best of my ability.
In the office of Washington County Commissioner.
In the office of County Commissioner of Washington County, District 3.
To which I have been elected.
To which I have been elected.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Virtual handshake.
Virtual handshake.
Thank you.
Okay. And I understand we're going to postpone the remarks until after all three of our electeds have been sworn in. So am I correct, Chair Harrington? All right, if you could just give me one moment. I do apologize. I believe that my phone needs to be moved to a different location. Apparently, even when you turn off a phone, it will still make some noises. All right, we are now going to proceed to Commissioner-elect Nafisa Fai. Commissioner-elect, I am so honored to have been asked by you to perform the ceremonial swearing-in this morning. This is especially meaningful for me because I got to know the wonderful Nafisa while we were both on the campaign trail, and I was so impressed with her. She was so knowledgeable about Washington County, and she spoke so thoughtfully about the issues that she and I care a lot about, including equity and diversity and inclusion. She is a family person. In fact, her now nearly one-year-old was born during the beginning of her campaign, and it seemed like she was back on the campaign trail the next day with her baby, of course. Probably was a few weeks after that. But now, nearly 1 year later, I'm honored to swear in my friend and the first Muslim and first Black person ever to serve on the Washington County Commission. So are you ready to take your oath of office?
Yes, I'm ready.
Please raise your hand. Repeat after me. I, Nafisa Fai, do solemnly swear.
I, Nafisa Fai, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
The Charter of Washington County.
The Charter of Washington County.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And will faithfully and honorably perform my duties.
I will faithfully and honorably perform my duties.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
In the office of Washington County Commissioner, District 1.
In the office of Washington County Commissioner, District 1.
To which I have been elected.
To which I have been elected.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And last but not least, we have Sheriff Pat Garrett this morning. Sheriff, welcome. The role of sheriff as a law enforcement officer and peacemaker has an important place in our history, both as a nation and a state. And having risen through the ranks of the sheriff's office, Sheriff Pat Garrett's own history reflects his deep understanding of the importance of community, compassion, and commitment to the greater good. Sheriff Garrett has proven himself to be a thoughtful and a forward-thinking leader. And to the citizens of Washington County, I leave you in good hands. And we will proceed in just one moment. I do apologize. I do apologize. I am so sorry. Something strange is going on with my telephone. All right. Sheriff, are you ready to take the oath?
I am.
Would you raise your hand, please? I, Pat Garrett, do solemnly swear.
I, Pat Garrett, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
The Charter of Washington County.
The Charter of Washington County.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And will faithfully and honorably perform my duties.
And will faithfully and honorably perform my duties.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
In the office of Washington County Sheriff.
In the office of Washington County Sheriff.
To which I have been elected.
To which I have been elected.
Congratulations, Sheriff.
Thank you
for your service. I will turn things back over at this time to Chair Harrington.
Thank you, Attorney General Rosenblum. I really appreciate it. And thank you to all who have joined us this morning for this very special occasion. At this juncture, I will call on each of our newly sworn in elected officials to see if they would like to make remarks. I would also ask that my other colleagues on the Washington County Commission, Commissioner Jerry Willey and Commissioner Pam Treese, please turn your video on, as well as Sheriff Pat Garrett. It's been a really special morning for me. This is the first time that in serving as chair of the Washington County Board of Commissioners that I have had the opportunity to participate in the swearing in of new commissioners or newly elected members of our Washington County contingent. So I would like to just take a moment to memorialize this for myself by capturing a picture this morning. So I would ask each of you to just look in the camera and give me your best smile. Thank you so much. You are really a terrific set of elected officials serving the community of Washington County. You're all very thoughtful in your decision making and work really hard to make the best decisions available. So I'd like to call on each of the newly sworn in officials in the order that you were sworn in to see if you would like to make remarks this morning. So first, Commissioner Rogers, would you like to share some thoughts with us in the community?
Happy to. Thank you. I was thinking about this morning because I just saw yesterday I'd be making some remarks, and it's always interesting to try to say something different after this many times of swearing in. But I think I'd start out by just thanking a few people. One, my wife, for all of you who understand the sacrifices that our spouses and significant others make for the meetings, and that's nights and weekends and study times. She's been here with me and been a really terrific partner in all that I've done. I'd also like to thank the district voters, whether it be as a councilman in Tualatin or their mayor, or many times as a county commissioner. that you've been terrific. I've really appreciated your support. I've only done this for you. I think it was important, and so I appreciate your confidence in me. And to the staff, there's no business adage that you hire good people and get out of their way. So for the past staff and the current staff, you've done a terrific job. And thank you. I often have said I get to cut ribbons sometimes and make speeches sometimes, but I didn't do the work. Maybe I helped in shaping it, but I certainly didn't do it. And so without you, nothing would work, nothing. And so the staff is terrific. When I arrived at the county, I just got there on the heels of some real dreamers who had this idea that they were going to establish this new business area. They call it the Sunset Area, and they were going to develop it out there. They weren't quite certain how it was all going to work, but they knew it was going to happen. So we set about setting up how this might happen, my colleagues at that time and myself, and we came up with what we call our strategic plan. It was to foster a relationship with our cities and our special districts and our nonprofits. And we developed not just the Sunset Corridor, but the entire county. And as you can see, we've been titled the economic engine of the state. It's been jobs and it's been prosperity and it's been really a good atmosphere for folks to live here and to play here and to seek maybe their lifetime goals of being here. I am troubled, and what I would like to do in this term is to reestablish that sort of promise that we've given to all the small businesses and businesses to locate here, and that is that they would be able to run their businesses in a way that they would be able to continue to employ people at fair wages. And this board, I think, has taken on a terrific amount of work in dealing with something that we weren't prepared for, no one was, and that's called a pandemic. And we've been tough through that pandemic and we've done what we can. Appreciate those efforts, but I think that we'll be judged not by the pandemic, because it certainly wasn't our making, but how we address it. For those who are in the information business, maybe the medical field, our government, I'm very proud that and happy that you maybe not had quite the full brunt of this, but there are many, many, many small business owners are on the verge of bankruptcy, on the verge of not operating any longer. So I would encourage us all to figure out creative ways to come out of this recession, come out of this dilemma, so that it's just not a few who make it through, but all of us make it through. And that we are known for the board who did something maybe a little unique. I don't know what that is yet. I know we're all creative enough to figure it out, but to make this a great county once again that is admired by all throughout the state. So with that, I can see my other colleague who's going to speak. You color coordinated the background. I didn't do that. That's that is really cool.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Rogers. And I know that those of us who work with you on the commission look forward to another 4 years of your service. So thank you. Commissioner Fai, would you like to share some remarks with us today?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you so much to our Attorney General for officiating my swearing in. I'm so honored and grateful for your support and guidance along the way. Thank you so much. Thank you, Chair Harrington, for your support and guidance as well for getting here. I'm really grateful as well. This feels so surreal that a refugee girl from Somalia is now an elected official in Oregon. And I'm so glad that it is Washington County that made this history. We are the most diverse county in Oregon, and we are also a county that was founded in the early 1800s, long before Oregon was even incorporated into the Union as a state. So it's an understatement to say that we are extremely behind on creating opportunities for critical diverse representations in elected leadership platforms. But as devastating as the year 2020 was in so many layers, It also challenged the status quo of elected leadership and brought hope to so many Americans and resulted in the election of the first woman, the first person of color, and the first Black woman to be the Vice President of the United States of America. I run for the people of Washington County and Oregon to be accessible and transparent commissioner. I run to be a commissioner that will challenge the explicit and the implicit biases in our systems of practices. I run to be a commissioner that will challenge how we address the housing affordability crisis and the traffic congestion, all while centering racial justice and economic prosperity. So many people have helped me get here today. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my husband and kids for their tremendous sacrifice and for campaigning for what felt like 10 years, but it was only a year long. I want to thank Abdi Fattah for mobilizing and galvanizing the Somali community in Oregon and empowering so many Somalis to participate in the election process. I want to thank Lamar Wise and Washco Ignite for helping me make history. I want to thank my campaign team, Praxis, Jake, Meg, and Megan, and my campaign manager, Amy Embeth. I want to thank to the many community organizations and leaders and elected officials who have supported me along the way and who I look forward to working with in this new role. I love Washington County and I love helping people and being impactful. My vision for Washington County and my priorities as your commissioner is to tackle the affordable housing crisis and address the root causes of poverty to level the playing field for everyone. My second priority is to alleviate traffic congestion. And lastly, I want to make sure Washington County is prosperous, inclusive, and safe place for everyone. I promise to work hard to make this a reality in Washington County for everyone. Thank you so much. And I look forward to working with the staff of Washington County to make this a reality. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Fai. And Sheriff Garrett, you were reelected in May in a contested race, but with over 60% of the voters giving you that incredible vote of confidence. And having run for office several times myself, I know that that is a tremendous margin in a contested race. So congratulations to you. We are honored to continue to have you serving us here in the community. So I would ask at this time if there are any comments you would like to share with the community today.
Thank you, Chair Harrington. And my sincere appreciation to Attorney General Rosenblum for carving out time in your, what's clearly your busy schedule, to administer the oath to myself and to my commissioner, Washington County Commissioners. It's very special that you carved out time to do that. I look forward to continue working with Commissioner Rogers, and I want to welcome Commissioner Fai to the commission. Clearly a terrific step forward that Commissioner Fai joins the commission. I think that will move our county forward in a terrific direction. So I look forward, particularly working with Commissioner Fai. I too got to know her on the campaign trail as well. Foremost, really, I want to thank voters for having the confidence in me to continue to serve as their sheriff. I think it's important as individuals, organizations, and communities, we know what's worth fighting for. And 2020 made us all think about this as we found ourselves fighting for equity, fighting for connections, community, fighting for safety, fighting for change, and really fighting for the core democratic process. As your Washington County Sheriff, I fight for our community's crime victims and survivors, particularly those vulnerable to being victimized, including seniors, domestic abuse survivors, and our at-risk children. For public safety services that are just, fair, and equitable. For community trust through professional public safety service, excellent training, and partnerships. And for our staff, who many of them put their lives on the line daily with the community's best interest at heart. We have some significant challenges and opportunities in public safety, and I am excited to work in partnership to address them in the future. I close with great gratitude to my family, as my colleagues today have expressed. They have provided amazing support to me over the years. And while it continues to be an absolute honor to serve my community and having served my country, that service cost them a bit as I worked unusual hours and left them with little notice twice for an entire year. They willingly bore that cost, and their patience and support over the years has simply been incredible to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff Garrett, Commissioner Fye, and Commissioner Rogers for your remarks today. I once again want to thank our Attorney General, Alan Rosenblum, for assisting us this morning and making this a very special occasion for everyone. And I also want to recognize very briefly several elected officials who have joined us today in attending the meeting. Mayor Ken Gibson from King City, Mayor Terry Linehan from North Plains, Beaverton City Councilor Nadia Hassan, Metro Councilor Juan Carlos Gonzalez, Representative Janine Solman, Metro Council President Lynn Peterson, and also Lori Wagner. Thank you very much for joining us today. You've, as well as all of the members of our community, we are really blessed to have so many people participating in this virtual meeting today. So let's see. It's really been a terrific audience and a wonderful event today. So if you would all like to join me in applause for the participants in joining us today and starting your new terms, that would be really, really wonderful. Thank you. And with the board's indulgence, I'd ask that we complete our swearing-in ceremony today and transition over to our regularly scheduled work session meeting. So thank you everyone for joining us. I really, really appreciate it. We'll give our community members the opportunity to either continue joining us today as we transition over to our work session agenda, or drop off. Does anyone need a quick break, bio break or otherwise?
We're gonna stay on the same link, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And once again, thank you to our staff who put together and worked through all the different details today to make this a special occasion, even though it was done all electronically and a virtual meeting today. Really appreciate it. We will have our first business meeting of the year, starting at 10 o'clock today. So I'd like to transition us over to our work session. This is Chair Catherine Harrington. I'm joined by Commissioner Roy Rogers, Commissioner Jerry Willey, Commissioner Pam Treese, and Commissioner Nafisa Fye. Excuse me. So welcome, Commissioner Fye. It's a real honor to have you joining us as the Board of Commissioners. And you can see by virtue of your screen that we also have our County Administrator, Tanya Angie, our County Counsel, Alan Rapplier, and our CEO for Clean Water Services, Diane Taniguchi-Dennis. Also in our participants list today, not currently shown on screen, we have a whole host of staff in addition to our board clerk Moss, who along with some IT and TV broadcast magicians make sure that our video and audio is all working, streaming and recording and whatnot. So we're grateful for them. So let me start by asking you, Commissioner Fai, if there are any remarks you would like to make, just more casual in starting as a new member of the commission.
I'm really excited to be part of the board, and it's been an emotional morning and really holding my tears. This is very historic and in so many levels for my family, for our state, for our country. So I'm really excited and honored to join, and promise to be not to be a troublemaker and to be a good colleague. Sometimes well, I tell you, good trouble.
But. My colleagues know that I am not a morning person, and I takes me a good strong cup of coffee before I am really verbal at 9 in the morning. So I was really worried that I would be ready to join our walkthrough at 8:15 this morning. But once my alarm went off, I was so excited this morning. So I was actually online and well, ready to be online at 7:30, but held back until 8 o'clock. So a bit unusual today. Well, our first item on the agenda is board and leadership communications. Colleagues, are there any items you'd like to start with this morning in sharing activities of the last few weeks and kicking off the new year? Go ahead, Commissioner Treese. Thank you.
Good morning and happy new year to everybody and happy new commission. So, Nafisa, so happy that you're with us. Welcome. And congratulations to you, Roy. I'm so pleased to be able to serve with you again. I just wanted to quickly mention that on December 29th, I actually sat in for the original invitation went to Chair Harrington. I sat in for her at the Muslim Educational Trust talking about the COVID-19 procedures in Washington County, focusing specifically on vaccinations. Commissioner Fai was with us during that presentation and asked a couple questions. It was Sushila Jayapal, Commissioner Jayapal from Multnomah County, myself, and Patrick Allen from the Oregon Health Authority. Patrick actually took the majority of the questions, but he did a good job of making sure that all of us had an opportunity to talk about what's pertinent in our counties. I forwarded you this morning the talking points and a slide that I shared. Tricia Martell and Marnie Kyle were very helpful in pulling those together. In talking in my one-on-one with Catherine yesterday, she mentioned that we all might benefit from those notes, so I thought I would pass them along. Other than that, it was, it was an interesting holiday for me and for everyone, so I'm glad to be back, and it's good to see you all.
Thank you, Commissioner Treese. Any other commissioners, items you'd like to contribute? Commissioner Rogers?
At this time.
Commissioner Willie?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. To reflect some of the congratulations to Nafisa for joining us, and we look forward to working with you certainly and providing you with all the information you need to be successful and to get the things done you want to get done. I will advise you, you do not have to clean Commissioner Rogers' office. So you don't have to do anything special for him, even though he's senior amongst, all the electeds. You don't have to do everything he tells you to do. So just if you have any questions about that, you come talk to Commissioner Treese and I, and we'll protect you along those lines here. It's been an interesting couple of weeks over the holidays because there was a lot of activity still going on with the business recovery group. As you know, the week before Christmas, we didn't know if that bill was going to get signed. So we were scrambling to get as much done as we possibly could before the midnight hour on December 30th, and working certainly with Jack Liang and Tanya to make sure that we were trying to get as much done as we possibly could. I have to say, just say kudos to the finance department and to our legal department that worked really, really hard to get the IGAs going and get them signed and completed. And so I just want to say thank you to that entire group. They worked really hard. And of course, you can't leave out John Southgate in that as well, as he was working with his ECDev peers around the county and trying to get all the T's crossed and get this done. So fortunately, the second week after Christmas, we had a little breathing room when the bill was finally signed, and we got a little additional time to do all of that. So we are in the process of trying to put a little bit of a bow on the work that needed to be done in 2020, and then looking ahead to 2021 and see what the challenges of that are. I think they're going to be a little different, but we're still going to be very focused in trying to keep our business community healthy and certainly meeting the needs that as much as we possibly can. So in 21, so we're looking forward to that. In addition, as I've told you on several occasions, I continue to work with COLPAC, Ariana, and others on the rural broadband that has lots of tentacles to it. And again, we're working on trying to, I guess, put a little bit more of an outline together. I will be talking to you more about that on Thursday at our roundtable, so I'll give you more information on that. So that's pretty much how I spent my couple weeks of vacation. I did manage to sneak out to the golf course. It was pretty amazing. Played golf in shirt sleeves the week before Christmas one day, and actually played golf a few days ago and didn't get wet. And that was pretty amazing too. Those little dinky windows in there, you know? So anyway, that's how I spent my last couple weeks, and I look forward to 21. Thanks.
Well, thank you. Commissioner Fye, this first item on our agenda is an opportunity for commissioners to share any events, community meetings that we've participated in, committee meetings over, you know, the last week or so since we last had an opportunity to meet with one another, or to share any information about upcoming events. So I just wanted to check in with you and to see if there's anything you would like to mention or contribute at this time. It's okay to say no.
No, I think the event I went, Commissioner Pamtrees mentioned, you know, one of the things that resonated out of that meeting was the community is really concerned about the vaccine deploy, you know, how we're going to deploy, and the purpose and the difference between the two vaccines, and why certain communities or certain groups rather are being prioritized. And so I think that was really eye-opening for me from public health perspective, to hear the community's concern and to also hear what the Oregon Health Authority is going to do and their strategy on building trust, because I think that's one of the foundations and that's fundamental to deploying the vaccine successfully, is to establish community trust.
Great, thank you. So I would like to share that I had a wonderful week and a half off. I did in fact hand my work phone after I shut it off, handed it over to my husband and told him not to give it back to me until Saturday. And I was successful. I didn't take any phone calls, no text messages, no emails for work, all during that time. So I was unplugged and just resting and having fun and staying healthy. As Commissioner Willie mentioned, it was nice to have some beautiful weather days, some sunny skies. Boy, that sunshine really does help. We're in for quite a bit of rain this week. And my hat's goes off to our field personnel, both in land use and transportation with the county, as well as with Clean Water Services, in keeping everything working and safe for the full community. I know we have some flooded roads and streets, a few little landslides here and there, a lot of stormwater runoff to deal with. And I really appreciate the work that everyone is putting in while also staying healthy. I do appreciate that Commissioner Treese participated in that community event along with then Commissioner-elect Fye. Yesterday, last evening, we had our first Tri-County Chair meeting with the new chair of the Clackamas County Commission. So it was Chair Kafori, Multnomah County, myself for the chair of Washington County Commission, and then Chair Tootie Smith from Clackamas County. On Mondays, Leah Horner from the governor's office joins us as she meets each week, touching base with each of the county commissions here in Oregon. So as our two colleagues have mentioned, the Oregon Health Authority and the governor's office is making all kinds of efforts and strides to get the limited supply of vaccines that are available here in Oregon deployed throughout our state. Now with the holidays and fewer people away, we will see more concrete plans. The state is working on a communications toolkit for all of us. I really appreciate the effort that our Washington County staff put in place. If you look at our coronavirus webpage and select the vaccine page or button from that, you'll see clearer information about the phased plan for deployment of vaccines and the current defined groups. I know that I'm interested in seeing some new phraseology to make it clear that folks like me who are not older than 65, don't have an underlying health condition, not a frontline worker, essential worker, utility worker, you know, all those folks. I know that I should not be in that first huge wave of prioritized folks, right? General public folks like me should be waiting in that later wave or suite of folks. So I look forward to some clearer terminology so that rather than having to sit on the edge of my seat waiting for the next plan to come out, I can just say, okay, you know, what can I do to help make sure that all the prioritized folks have the best information and have confidence and building trust in the system and availability. And I'll get to wait until June or later as part of the general population. It's a busy week, our very first full week of work here in the new year. Congratulations to everyone for getting through a momentous 10 months of a global pandemic back in 2020. I know we were very anxious to put 2020 behind us. We do have a business meeting that will convene here at 10 o'clock. Then we'll reconvene in our work session, hopefully at 1 o'clock, have a few more topics to go through today. And then we have a full roundtable slate of topics to discuss on Thursday, as we convene as a new Board of Commissioners. So I'm very anxious to continue our great work together as the Board of Commissioners. At this time, I would like to turn things over to our leadership team and see first Ms. Tanya Angie, our County Administrative Officer, if you have some things to get us up to speed on.
Thank you, Chair Harrington, and good morning, Board of Commissioners. First of all, Happy New Year. Pleased it is 2021, and pleased to be here. Want to extend congratulations to Commissioner Fai and Commissioner Rogers. I look forward to partnering with you this year and moving forward. So I do want to take on to Jerry's comments regarding business recovery. The team worked incredibly hard, and even though the legislation wasn't signed, we stayed steadfast to working towards the goal of exhausting funds by the end of the calendar year. And so we are taking a pause right now to really get an accounting of those funds. And we'll be coming back to the board with next steps within the next week or two. So I would just ask your patience in that process. We do know there's community need and there's also operational need. So we look forward to reporting back to you as quickly as possible. Regarding business recovery, I also wanted to highlight the great work the team did from finance and county council, working with cities and our CBOs, also getting clarity regarding the treasury guidance that changed late last year, specifically on November 25th, which just added another wrinkle and complication to our need to push dollars out quickly, but ensure also we have proper financial controls and accounting in place. So proud of the team for working in partnership and achieving the clarity regarding that treasury guidance. I'm also pleased to announce that we awarded on December 30th to 20 applicants, just over $300,000 with rental relief to our permanently affordable multifamily housing units. This will be very beneficial after the eviction moratorium lapses, because those residents will not have to be facing also their back rents. So happy to report that was a successful grant allocation, and I'll be sending the board more detail on that in the coming week. From a staff perspective and operations perspective, we continue to see our cases go down. Right now, we have 5 positive cases and 9 close contacts. So this is great news compared to just over a month ago when we were well into the double digits that I reported out to the board. And that concludes my report.
Great, thank you. One of the things that I would really benefit from in your working with staff, as really highlighted at the Tri-County Chairs meeting last evening, all of us are trying to make heads or tails of the latest stimulus package. I wish it had a nice clear name like the CARES Act did. But just trying to better understand what the various funding aspects are and programs, as well as the results of the special session that the state legislature had. And I know that they allocated monies for different efforts moving forward, but I'm not sure what we should expect for further deployment, whether it's through the e-board or whatnot. So if in the coming week or so, yourself and the government relations team can help better inform us, I think all of us on the commission would appreciate that.
We currently have a placeholder scheduled for next week, and we will see what information we can bring back at that point. And if we need to extend past that, we'll provide that at a future date. But we understand that there's a need for rapid information at this time.
Great, great. And can you remind me by what date this board should anticipate receiving a set of the rolling agendas?
The board will receive that by Wednesday afternoon of this week, so that you have the opportunity to review that prior to the roundtable on Thursday.
Great, great. And just to highlight, folks, in your inbox is a note from me that I will be taking a vacation starting February 6th, which is a Saturday, through Sunday, February 14th. So, Alan Rapplier, our county council, what have you got for us in this new year?
Well, I just want to echo Ms. Angie's congratulations and our wishes for a new year. Hopefully we all can get vaccinated and go back to our normal life. I also am looking forward to working with the board and our consultant on the transition for my office, which is our first agenda item. And just one issue I wanted to point out to the board, so they are aware of it. The legislation, the governor's executive order extended the the residential eviction moratorium, but did not extend the foreclosure moratorium. So we will be, our sheriff's office and our courts will be busy on that. So just so you're aware of that. So again, looking forward to working with you in the new year. Thank you.
Alan, do you have any feel for, prior to the pandemic, what the general run rate was for foreclosure notices? Was it like one every couple of months? And what I'm wondering—
If you look in the papers, I mean, you can always see those trustee foreclosures, and there's usually a pretty good slew of them. I would say probably average 20 a week running. And so there are quite a few of them. Obviously, during the last recession, there was a lot more. This current economic problem has increased that problem. So that has helped the foreclosure. So I can get you some more exact numbers on what that is, but that's just my general sense from reviewing the notices that go out, so.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a general feel. I don't need exact numbers, but just wondering, what the added workload will be for the organization. That's all.
It'll certainly be significant, because I know the owners of those properties will be seeking to exercise their rights as soon as possible before another moratorium gets imposed or something changes. So there'll be a lot of work at the sheriff's office.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you for once again for extending your service to us as you transition to being a part-time employee under retirement, PERS retirement status. Really very appreciative of your serving as the county council while we have that search going on. So I hope your back is doing well, and that I should ask, did you get out skiing over the holiday?
I didn't, but I'm hoping to get out this week. Did go out and do a little fishing. So it was a nice, pretty soggy holiday, especially over New Year's. So thank you.
Great. So to our Clean Water Services CEO, Ms. Taniguchi Dennis, how are things going? Welcome to the new year.
Thank you, Chair Harrington, and good morning to the Board of Clean Water Services. We wish each and every one of you a very happy new year. And we also want to extend our congratulations to Commissioner Roy Rogers on his reelection, and also to Commissioner Nafisa Fai on her election. We're just delighted to continue to work with Commissioner Fai on her work with the Board of Clean Water Services. That's an extension of her services on our Clean Water Services Advisory Committee. And she will get to pick the next member to nominate for CWAC in these upcoming months. And we're just delighted and looking forward to that. We're looking forward to working with the entire Board of Clean Water Services in this next upcoming year. I have some great news to start 2021 to share with you. I'm very pleased to announce our very first award for 2021. Our Water Resource Recovery Department, the Durham team, has achieved its goal of being awarded the prestigious Platinum Peak Performance Award. And this award recognizes 100% regulatory compliance with our permits over a consecutive 5-year period. And as you know, this is a very challenging achievement given the complexity of our watershed permit and the tens of thousands of compliance points that they need to meet each year. So this year, we also had the added complexity of working under pandemic conditions, and the team did a fabulous job. So congratulations to the Durham team for its achievement and to the entire WRRD team for keeping now all of our facilities operating at this very remarkable performance level of 100% of compliance. Our workforce is doing well. We have no positive cases. We did have two team members that were exposed to family members that were tested positive for COVID around the Christmas holidays, but both of these employees were negative and they're healthy and they're back to work this week. This week, we are working with one employee who has a potential exposure also from a family member, and we will be working with them and wishing them well and supporting them. We are in wet weather operations and the team is doing well. And our Fernhill facility is closed because of the flooding on Fernhill Road, but the team continues to provide that beautiful outdoor space for folks to get a break with nature during these times. But I want to thank the board and we look forward to a great new year.
Wonderful. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to checking in with regard to the agenda. First, I'd like to make sure I highlight to everyone that for our work session today, we have pulled the last item off the agenda. So I anticipate if we stick to the estimated topic schedule, we should hopefully finish before or around 4 o'clock-ish, 4:10 or so. So any questions on the work session agenda first? Okay, so now turning to our business meeting agenda, does anyone
wait a second, you said the work session agenda, you mean our consent agenda?
No, I was just checking in first today's work session agenda, and now I'm moving over to our business meeting agenda, our formal agenda, to see if anyone has any questions with regard to today's consent agenda.
I have one. This is to you, Alan. I know we keep on having these emergency declarations, and is there any way, I don't think that sends a great message that we keep doing this every 2 weeks. Is there any way that we can extend that time period a little bit? I mean, it's just too often it keeps rolling around. I understand and want to do it. I just would like to do it less frequently.
Commissioner Rogers, I'm glad you raised this up. I was going to mention the emergency declaration. If you recall, it was set in our code that we had to do it every 2 weeks, and we extended it for 30 days. So we could go back and change that again and make it 60 or 90 days, but that's up to the will of the board. The other issue I wanted to raise for the emergency declaration is this declaration, we actually retracted one of the emergency powers. In the past, we've always sort of expanded them a little bit by a bit. The last declaration that was amended so that our administrator, Ms. Anji, could expend the CRF funds with unlimited dollar amounts. And so since we had the extension on our ability to spend that money, we removed that power from this emergency declaration. So, unfortunately, it seems like we do this more frequently because sometimes the 30 days doesn't, it will end on a work session only agenda item. So sometimes we have to jump it up. But it's been pretty pretty good about getting mostly 20 to 30 days when we do it. But we certainly can't extend it through an amendment to the code again.
My recommendation to the board is that it makes sense to do these. I mean, I understand why, but because of holidays, because of other meetings, we, as you say, Alan, we're doing them every couple, 3 weeks sometimes. I mean, just because we won't have another meeting. I really think the optics are terrible. We know we've got to do it. We've got to do it probably through spring, I'm guessing, early summer. That's just my guess, not anybody else's. I would certainly think that a 60-day period is much better than a 30. That's just my belief, and I would hope that others might look at that and reconsider.
I think this is something worthy of pursuing, because we have experience here in Oregon with the wildfires. And from the September wildfires, we're seeing that FEMA has been slow to deploy to help with the debris handling in our communities. So they're really just getting to that phase now in those counties that were severely impacted by the September wildfires. So I'm, you know, looking at tracking what Lincoln County and Marion County, for example, have been dealing with. They're still having to declare those emergencies out as well for wildfires. And then I think we should think about if or when in future decades or sometime, perhaps in the next century, if there is a Cascadia earthquake, will 30 days be enough? Certainly this global pandemic experience has taught me that time has, the experience of time is very unusual. In returning my desk chair to the office over this past weekend, I saw the note that I put on my office door about working exclusively remotely as of November 14th. And I thought, really? It's only been a month and a half? It feels like it's been a lot longer. I'm thinking maybe that we want to look at changing the charter to allow for a 60-day time period or up to a 90-day time period. That doesn't mean we have to exercise it, but I don't quite know the correlation between the state declaring an emergency and the time frame there and ours or not. So if Alan, you could look into that for us and help us navigate what we might do.
Sure, I could bring this back at a work session with some options, confirm what the state's authority is, and it would be a relatively simple matter. We could do this as an emergency ordinance and do it at one hearing. And so like we did last time, we have a pretty good template from last time, so.
Yeah. You know, likely with, we don't have a plan yet from the national level about the production and deployment of vaccinations over these next 3 to 6 months. I am hopeful that by early February, we would have that. So, but I think with what we know now, Commissioner Rogers, you're right. I think we're going to be in this mode up to and through the month of June. So anything we can do to make the process lighter weight for us is a really good idea. So thank you for raising that. Yeah.
Okay, well, unless there's any objection, we'll try to schedule that for a work session and come back with a proposal for you to review.
Does that seem okay, colleagues? Great. Okay. Any other questions on today's formal agenda? Seeing none, I do have one, and it's on item 6B, which is the authorizing the amendments to the Washington County Cooperative Library Services. I understand the detailed information about all the different IGAs and the funding level. In the worksheet, though, the budget impacts didn't identify the sources of the funding. And I would just like to ask the county administrator that in the formal meeting as part of the staff report, I believe that the funding is in the adopted budget from both the general fund that is allocated to WCCLS from the former, you know, bonding business and Measure 50, and as well as the newly approved WCCLS levy that the voters approved in May of 2020. but the information doesn't state that. So I just wanted to make sure that we're approving the disbursement of funds that's already in the current adopted budget. That's all.
Chair Harrington, I'll ask Ms. Tattersall to clarify the funding during her presentation.
Great, great. Any last questions on today's formal agenda? Okay. Well, that's it for this section of the work session. And we do have multiple topics. I mean, we could try and squeeze in one of the 20-minute topics, Ms. Angie, if work session items 5 or 6 and staff are available. Otherwise, we can just pause the work session meeting for now and then reconvene at 1 after lunch. Preference? Sorry, I surprised you with that one.
That's okay. And I couldn't find my unmute going between Teams and Zoom. Let me check in with the team about what could work. I would suggest we just reconvene given the timing, because I'm not seeing individuals online.
Okay.
Okay.
No
worries.
This
is where it becomes more challenging being in a virtual environment than being able to look outside at an audience.
Mm-hmm. Everybody okay with that? Okay. Well, we will convene at 10 o'clock for our first business meeting of the year then. Thank you, folks. See you in a bit. Different Zoom link.
Yes.